It's time to get your Football Friday night kicked off with the Coach Steve Airey Show on Classic Hits 101.7. The voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, will join Coach Airey to talk about Mountain Home Bomber football coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Village Carpet Shop says,
baby, when you need to know where the deals are hot and the price is low, and we'll tell you
at Village Carpet Shop.
Come and deal with us, you'll feel fine.
Do you need to find time to shop for flooring? Then call Village Carpet Shop. We'll bring our samples to your home so you can take the time to feel fine about it. You stand on it, we stand behind it at Village Carpet Shop on Highway 5 North in Mountain Home. Village Carpet Shop.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. In fact, State Farm agent James Boyette is your go-to agent in Mountain Home for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent James Boyette will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 870-425-4540 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A basket of food in a pantry, a backpack over a shoulder of a young student, and a cooling fan on a hot summer's day. The things that bring so much joy when you have such little. Hi, I'm Major John Robbins, reminding you the Salvation Army of Mountain Home provides assistance like this to families in need on a daily basis. Your donation as well as purchasing with the Salvation Army makes all of this possible. Thank you for being a part of this change.
Hi, this is Big Box Brad, inviting you to come see us at Brad's Big Box Emporium.
Brad, we've gone over this before. You're not a big box store.
I mean, we have so many big TVs and big grills here, and they all come in big boxes.
Still not a big box store.
Folks, come see our Traeger grills, Vision grills, and the huge Samsung TVs and our other big boxes.
Just give them the website, Brad.
BigBoxBrad.com.
No.
Okay. BradsTV.com, next to Walmart, Mountain Home.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Driven by our mission to deliver power you can count on, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas go to work every single day on the X's and O's of delivering reliable and affordable electricity to our home field, Arkansas. With over 2,000 employees on our team, our game plan begins and ends with their dedication across our 17 electric distribution cooperatives that cover more than 60% of Arkansas. They are our most valuable players. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. The power to deliver, the drive to win.
Welcome into the Coach Steve Airey Show. It's been a while. Steve, it's good to have you back with us on the air.
It's good to be back. 9 months weight room's a long time. I'm glad it's football season.
It is finally. What's the old saying? There's football season and then the off season. That's the only two seasons we have.
Yeah. That other one gets long. I'm ready for some football.
Yes, I think a lot of folks agree with you about that. We'll talk about your scrimmage last week in just a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about last season. 2 years in a row now, you've gone to the playoffs. You've won first-round games, which has never happened in Mountain Home football history. And we see things going in the right direction. I know you want to get there a little faster, but, I mean, folks are still just thrilled with the way the program is advancing.
Well, you know, it's not where we want it. But I think we're going in the right direction, and I hope to take another step tonight. You know, I think our record with Nettleton is one win and seven losses, something like that. In the last eight years. So we're going to try to make that 2-7 and beat them two out of the last three.
There we go.
That's what we're looking for. So we're trying to change it up around here, and we're working hard. The kids are working hard. Have some new coaches. Really proud of just where the program's going, and I have good people all around me.
Well, that's one thing I wanted to talk about was coaches. Of course, Ryan Mallett has moved on. He's got a head coaching job now, and bring a familiar face back in to run the offense.
Coach Acklin is back, and Ack is back. So he's going to come in, and, you know, we kind of held on to some of the stuff he did 2 years ago when he was here, and we embraced it and worked on it in spring ball while he wasn't here. But he was shocked at the retention and how we looked when he got back. So Coach Mallett did a good job with him. Coach Hendricks has done a good job with him. I got Coach Cudworth back on the offense as well, and mm-hmm. I think we're a step ahead of what we was.
Well, let's talk about the off season. You didn't take much time after that playoff loss to Greenwood to get back in the weight room and get started, did you?
There's no time for that. Yeah. You're in a situation right now where you're probably lowest in numbers, and you know, we talk about all the time, we may not be as athletic as some of the teams that we're going to play. We don't have the numbers of the teams we're going to play. We're just going to have to work a little harder, be a little tougher, be a little more physical. And we got to hang our hat on things like that that evolves around hard work and blue collar.
Off season, you got through the weight room, through your spring game. Let's talk about your summer. What all did you do? Where all did you go?
You know, we played a lot of ball in the summertime. We have 8 days in the summer to do a team activity. And we used all 8 of them. And we tried every week, almost 1 day a week, to be someplace competing against somebody, whether it be a 7-on-7 competition or whether it be a thud camp or whatever. So we tried to do a lot of team building that way and then get some teamwork in. And, we played a lot of young kids. There's days you don't have kids. I have a baseball game, Coach. I'm at church camp. I'm going to vacation, whatever. But we're not going to throw up the flag and say, we don't have enough to play, or we're not going to compete. We competed. The young guys did a great job. Our young kids got a lot better this summer, as well as our older kids.
Let's talk about the young men moving up, because obviously the junior high team last year goes undefeated. The younger grades, the 7th, 8th, and 9th, they are getting better each year, and it's going to pay dividends at the high school level.
Yeah, it will if they'll walk down the hill and play. Right now a bunch of them don't play, and that's all right. I want to be around guys who want to play at the end of the day.
Yep.
So our young kids have come in and done a really good job. And, the trickling down the hill has not been good to us, but that's okay too. I mean, what we have at the end of the day is a bunch of tough guys. You know, I'll hang out with those guys anytime.
There you go. We'll take a break. We'll continue our conversation with Mountain Home Head Football Coach Steve Erie in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Visit American Safeguard Insurance of Mountain Home on the corner of Highway 62 and Cardinal. Insurance made simple.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is now Baxter Health. When it comes to health and healing, there's no place like home. At Baxter Health, providing compassionate care beyond measure is their mission, because when it feels like home, it heals like home. The Baxter Health team has proudly supported Bomber Athletics since 1963 and are privileged to continue that tradition for the 2022-23 season. Go Bombers from Baxter Health.
Here's the question. You've decided to sell your home. Where do you start? Hi, I'm Heather Hendricks.
And I'm John Schaub. Most buyers make up their minds in just 8 seconds. As they pull up, they're already deciding.
Mow the yard, trim the bushes, and put out some mulch. Make your home look like you love it.
When you believe your home has value, your buyers believe it too.
Call the Ozarks team. Find us at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 Lee Mack Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Mountain Home Education Foundation Director Jennifer Crawford speaks about how you can honor an individual Hall of Honor recipient.
Wings Magazine comes out in the fall. It comes out right before homecoming and features our honorees. And within that magazine, there is an envelope sewn in there in the middle. So you can actually take that out and you can send a gift to the foundation in honor of those folks, and we will send them a recognition, let them know. And it feels really good to those honorees.
KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot is proud of all our Bombers. Hi, I'm Treasure State Dennis Milligan. I want to talk to you about the Arkansas Brighter Future 529 plan. It's a tool that helps grandparents like me save for their grandchildren's future education. With as little as $10 a month, you can help our next generation and get a state tax deduction.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at brightairfuturedirect529.com. Paid for by the Arkansas Section 529 Plan Review Committee.
We continue with the Coach Steve Airey Show. Steve, let's talk about last week's scrimmage against Jonesboro. First off, talk about scheduling Jonesboro as a preseason scrimmage.
You know, I came in here and I wasn't aware of what to – you know, we come in the first year, we beat Highland. And should have beat Highland. You should. I expect to beat Highland. Obviously, the program was in a place where you could schedule games like that, but – mm-hmm. You put a few wins on the table and people start dropping you, and that's the nature of winning. You know,
right.
Nobody's scheduling Bryant, you know, and say, hey,
exactly.
Bryant, you want to play? They're dodging that bullet. So, you know, we won a few games and we had to schedule up, and hey, it's a good game for us. We're going to see size, we're going to see speed, we're going to see 22 bodies, you know, that are coached real well on both sides of the ball, and it just ends up being a good game for us, and it's going to get us more prepared than anything else we could do.
Of course, they're moving up to 7A this year, but they've been 6A for many years, and Mount Home was in the conference with them for a long time. Randy does a good job over there with that bunch, so you said they're well-coached, and that is exactly what you need to get ready for the season, wasn't it?
Yes. It does do any good to go in there and just have your way with people. It might give you a little bit of confidence, but at the same time, you really want to see – speed, and you really want to see size and physicality and the things that you're going to see next week. You got to use it as a stepping stone. That's the way I look at it. I think good people make you a better football team.
Your thoughts on your team's performance last Friday night?
I thought we gave up three big plays. Then we had the one fluke play, kind of. They scooped their own ball and scored with it.
Right.
But it was a little bit what I was afraid of. We had a little bit of inexperience going on the defensive side of the ball. Let some bad things happen, and that's kind of what happened. But other than that, we played pretty good.
You got a W at the end of the game, though. You were able to kick the field goal and get the W, and defense held there in the last few plays. It had to be a confidence builder for the young man.
It was a confidence builder, and when you go in at halftime and you're 21 down, you know, you kind of preach, okay, here's the crystal ball. This is what's getting ready to happen. We're going to take advantage of it, and let's go win a football game. And some of you kind of believe you, and some of them kind of look at you like, you're full of crap, coach. But, you know, it's how you get kids to drink the Kool-Aid. I mean, as long as you'll fight, you've got a chance. The second you throw in the towel, you're done.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way it goes.
So what did you see last Friday night that you've been working on improving this week?
You know, we had to get better in defensive secondary. We were really young, really inexperienced. It showed. And we're going to have to grow up a little bit this week. So we're ready for Plan B if Plan B has to go into effect. But we're going to see how it plays out. We just can't get – we got – preach no big plays. That's the main thing. You play your butt off all night and give up three big plays, and that's 21 points.
Right.
And you'll lose a ball game with 21 points hung on you. So we got to find a way to get better tacklers, better coverage guys. We just got to be better football players.
How did you feel the offense played last week?
I thought the offense played pretty well. You know, they only had 7 at halftime, but cumulative at the end of the night, they come in and put a drive together coming right out of halftime that they had to do to put us back in the game. And then we got the fumbled kickoff by them, and we stuck another one in the game. Cade Yates come in, moved the chains for a score, made it 28-21. And then our young dogs, man, they came in and finished up the game. Everybody did a good job. And the bottom line is we learned how to come out of halftime, get into a game, and win the game, you know. So that was a good teaching moment for us. Just this is what we got to do coming out of half. Played good defense, put in a score. Uh-oh, we held them again. We go score again, and we're right back in the game. It just played out just the way it needed to, and made some believers. So you give us some confidence. You're exactly right on the confidence level.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll continue with Coach Steve Airey in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
COVID-19 has presented a number of challenges, and unfortunately, identity theft is one of them. FNBC is proud to offer Cobalt Checking with ID Protect to defend against fraud. ID Protect gives you regular access to 3-in-1 credit reports, credit monitoring, and much more. Should fraud occur, ID Protect can help you restore your credit. Stop by one of the 11 locations or visit online at fnbc.us. There's only one you, and Cobalt Checking at FNBC helps keep it that way.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, certain rules and restrictions apply.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at four area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
A lot of cities claim to be unique, but are they really? Were they the off-season playground for legends like Babe Ruth and Al Capone? Do they sell beer made from thermal spring water that comes straight from the ground below? Do any of these places have a street that has a gangster museum on one side of the road and a national park on the other? Let me go ahead and answer that for you. They don't. Because none of them is Hot Springs, Arkansas. It's different here. Come see why.
We continue with the Coach Steve Airey Show. Before we talk about Nettleton tonight, Steve, let's start with the offensive side of the football. What you're looking for out of your team this year offensively?
Well, we're hoping that we can hang our hat on our offensive line. If your offensive line's dominating a football game or controlling a football game, you have a chance to be pretty good. You have a chance to win. Your chances of winning running the football are pretty good. Obviously, we want our skills to be good as well. We want to throw the ball well. But I think always the key ingredient is what can you get done up front? What can you muster up? And you got good guys up front, you have a chance. And we really like our guys, and we're going to really lean on them hard.
Pass, run, pretty much the same we've seen in the last several years?
Yeah, pretty much. I thought Darren was quite a bit different than Ryan. Mm-hmm. When you do the two, I think they're just two different personalities. It's going to look more like the first year when Darren was here. And probably going to see more formations. You'll have a little more variety. Darren's been doing this a long time. He's just really, really, really fluent in the way he gets into a game and sets things up and things of that nature. But I think you'll see more formations, more motions, more guys touching the ball, more. It just seems like it's a little bigger playbook.
Okay. Let's talk about the defensive side. What are you looking for that side of the ball this year?
You know, obviously we always want to play great defense, and I thought we played decent defense last year, but right now we're beat up, and we're not we're kind of beat up on the back end, you know. And if we ever get healthy and we ever get to firing, maybe we're gonna be all right. I think our box is gonna be okay, but we're gonna have. I don't know. They're gonna have to make some plays to get me to talk really good about them. I'm gonna tell you that right now. we're gonna have to hold people 7 points and 14 points and keep us in the game right now. That's what I'm looking for out of defense.
It's a really good test tonight against Nettleton. We'll take a break. Come back, talk about the matchup against the Raiders coming up here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Goodbye, banking with limits. Hello, banking as it should be. The mobile apps from Arvest Bank give you the power to bank how you want, when you want. Pay bills, send and receive money, deposit checks, and lock your Arvest debit and credit cards. Need a mortgage? Get pre-qualified and track your loan's progress. You can even text your own personal banker and not have to wait on hold. With mobile apps from Arvest, say goodbye to limits and hello to possibilities. Arvest Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
We don't expect you to call a banker to fix your leaky faucet, just like no one expects you to be an expert in the home buying or selling process. That's why you have a realtor. When you hire a professional realtor like me, Kim Conan with Southern Breeze Real Estate, I work for you to ensure you are appropriately priced, correctly marketed, and get your home sold in a timely manner, allowing you to focus your energy on what you're best at. Kim Conan, Southern Breeze Real Estate, 425-8868.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
I'm Rex Nelson. As a native Arkansan, I take pride in our state's natural beauty. And as someone who has been in all 75 counties, I've seen how prevalent litter is across our state. It's time for people to clean up our state for those who live here and to enhance Arkansas's image for those wanting to visit. Let's clean up Arkansas. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to do your part and get involved.
This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
We're back on the Coach Steve Airy Show as Steve was talking about the Nettleton Raiders coming to town tonight. This is a team that went undefeated in the regular season last year, lost in the second round of the playoffs. They got us last year as a close game, and I know it's one you want to get a little revenge tonight.
Well, it was a game right there where we did it back-to-back weeks. You know what I mean? We pretty much just –
Harrison of the Nettleton last year, yep.
You call it coaching, you call it whatever you want to call it, but we just kind of gave games away, you know, not taking care of the ball, and special teams were bad, and, you know, we really focused on our special teams, and we did last year, but we didn't do. So we coached a few more situations, and I hope we're better in the special teams department. And then offensively, we've taken the care of the ball pretty good in practice. We got to make sure we do that, and then defensively last year, I don't know. It just looked like those big bodies just wore us down. And anyway, I don't know if we're in any better shape, but they're going to be big and we're not going to be as big. It's going to be the same type of thing. They're going to lean on us and we're going to have to withstand a punch.
Well, let's talk about the quarterback play. They've had a pretty good one the last couple of years. He's graduated now, an All-State quarterback. So Maddox Hampton, the head coach's son, and then you've got Curtez Smith, who play. They both play Summit quarterback. Tell us about those two different type of players.
Hampton is more of what we would call a traditional quarterback. He's gonna run the offense, hand the ball off, throw the ball. And Cortez is more of an athlete. So what you're going to get out of him is you're going to get more of a wildcat type of situation when he's a quarterback. You're going to see a lot more quarterback run, and it's effective as well. He can go. So anyway, they got a 1-2 punch there, and we think we're prepared for both. And it's nice to have a thrower. It's nice to have a guy that can run. But we're lucky we got one that can do both.
There you go.
Number 8, Barnett, to us, he does both really well. So
he has really progressed, hasn't he?
He has. He's worked hard. He's done a great job.
Well, let's talk about the Raiders defensively. Tell us what they look like there.
They're going to run 3-man front. They're going to run odd front. They're going to run really well. They're really fast. Big number 90, that
Jordan Pegram.
My gosh.
For 2 years, he's been a thorn in our side, hasn't he?
Blocking that dude. He's good. Yeah. He's really good. So that's the guy you get off the bus first so everybody can see him. And then everybody eyebrows raise. And he's special. He's a special player. So he's going to – we're gonna have to keep a good eye on him, see what we can do to keep him kind of slowed down. Mm-hmm. But defensively, you know, I don't know. They're gonna run really well. That gives you trouble. It's hard to break off big plays when you're playing defenses that can really run, and that's what kind of defense they have. So we may have to earn everything we get.
We'll take one more break. We'll talk more about tonight's matchup in just a moment. This is the Coach Steve Airey Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert at Farmers and Merchants Bank, inviting you to join us for our first Friday coffee talk at 8 a.m. on Friday, September 2nd. Come to our location next to Hickory Park for coffee, pastries, and a great visit with community leaders, friends, and neighbors. Our first special guest is Mountain Home Bomber head football coach Steve Airey, who will talk about the big game against Harrison and the season ahead. See you Friday morning, September 2nd for Farmers and Merchants Bank First Friday Coffee Talk. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
There is no one that knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
They don't just sell products, they provide solutions. River City Flooring has the largest selection of flooring of all types. Luxury vinyl, waterproof, carpet, tile, laminate, and more. Don't just stop at the floor, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams with River City Flooring. There's no better time to buy than now with easy pick payment plans. 12, 14, or 36 months with no interest. River City Flooring, now carrying Garber Blinds. Highway 62 East, where quality matters and their number one priority is you.
Arkansas Delta Byways is linked by two national scenic byways, Crawley's Ridge Parkway and Arkansas section of the Great River Road. You can use these routes as primary arteries through the Arkansas Delta, following loops and spurs to venture even further off the beaten path. Add to your adventure by focusing on specific themes to make new discoveries. Check out our new website at deltabyways.com to plan your trip today.
This ad paid with state and regional funds.
We continue with the Coach Steve Airey Show. We'll talk a little bit more about Nettleton in just a moment, Steve. Let's talk about the 6A West Conference. And before you got here years ago, everybody always talked about the 7A West when you had Fayetteville and Springdale and all those big schools, both Fort Smith schools. And it was the class conference of the of the state. I don't know how anybody could say the 6A West is not on the same level with that 7A West back in the days, especially when you add in a Little Rock Christian and a Pulaski Academy. It's just amazing. You look top to bottom in this conference. It is loaded. There's not a night off, is there?
No, you don't circle any. I don't circle and win on the schedule. We're going to have to go earn everything we get. That's what I tell the boys, you know. We're going to earn it. There's no pushover on the schedule. It just doesn't happen.
It's just amazing when you look at that. You got Greenwood, all their state titles in recent years, and Lake Hamilton's always good, and you add these two new schools in, and it's just brutal.
That's what they say. Getting ready to experience it firsthand. But I don't know. I tell our guys, they put their pants on just like we do, and all we got to do, we just got to continue to get better as a program. Our strength conditioning's got to get better. Our skill set's got to get better. Got to develop some confidence. We got to get in here. We got to get in the middle of some people, win the games we need to win, and win the close ones. And then at some point, we got to sneak up and get somebody, and that's when the program really flips around. Yeah. Get one of the big dogs.
Yeah. 8 conference games as opposed to 7, is that a big deal or not?
Nah. It's not to me. Okay.
You're gonna play 10 or more anyway.
We're
going to
play
all
10 or more anyway. We're going to play the best we can and let the chips fall. But my job is getting ready to play, and that's what we're going to do. We're not going to worry about who it is, where it is, or what time it is.
There you go. All right, back to Nettleton tonight. First off, any injuries to talk about going into this first game?
You know, we got Brody Goodson back. He'll play limited snaps tonight. You know, he's been out almost a year on ACL. He played half a season last year, maybe a little more, mm-hmm. three quarters of a season on a torn ACL last year, just braced up and toughed it out.
Wow.
So we got him back late, but it looks like he's going to be back for some snaps tonight. Tristan Hayes has got a little bit of a hamstring issue, so we probably won't see him tonight.
Okay.
But other than that, we're pretty healthy.
Good. Well, let's talk about the keys. What do you have to do to beat Nettleton tonight?
The big one's always the turnover battle. Win that baby for sure. We lost it last year, so we lost the game. We're going to have to really be better on the back end, tackling and coverage. I just think that's an area of improvement. That's the thing we circled all week. That's the thing we stressed all week, is we got to get better back here. So hopefully we're better. And then offensively, I think it's good to put drives together and score points. You know, we can't falter out. We can't miss a field goal and do some of the things we did last year in that game. Yeah. You know, we left points on the table. We can't leave points on the table.
It is finally football season.
It's finally here.
Thank goodness.
Seems like it's been forever.
It does, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
All right, Steve, hey, thanks for the time.
All right, thank you, Brad.
All right, Mountain Home Head Football Coach Steve Airey. We'll take a break. Join you live for Bomber Stadium coming up here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Coach Steve Airey Show. Join us each Friday night at 6 to get the latest information from the head coach of the Mountain Home Bombers on Classic Hits 101.7.